That's a cut off the latest album by London rapper Lady Sovereign. If you didn't catch it, she calls herself the biggest midget in the game, in part because she's barely 5 feet tall. She's just 23, but Lady Sovereign's already lived a lifetime in the music business. She was discovered by Jay-Z, scored a number one single on the U.S. dance charts, toured with Gwen Stefani, parted company with her label Def Jam, and burned out. But now she's back in the game with that new album, Jigsaw, released on her own label, Midget Records. Lady Sovereign's in our New York bureau. Hi.
Hey, hey.
So you're back in the U.S. You haven't visited us in a few years. Where you been?
As you said, I burnt out, to put it like bluntly, you know. I just got tired of the work involved with being signed to a major label, and I walked away just to keep myself sane. You know?
And you took a little bit of a break.
Yeah. you know, just chilled out, really, you know, like didn't do anything work-related at all. Like the best therapy for me was having a good time, enjoying myself, laughing, being with friends, family, you know, like good people. Like, you know, not going to, you know, therapists and counselling. I mean, that it kind of made things worse in a way because it was just like dwelling on stuff.
2 years ago, you had a huge dance hit in the U.S. with the song Love Me or Hate Me, and it got really heavy airplay on MTV. So back then, you were still with Def Jam Records, and you've actually said people die to get onto the Def Jam label, and then you say, and I nearly died being on it. What happened?
It's hard to say, really. I mean, like, I just felt so alone. Like, you know, like, I was always out here in America. You know, like, I appreciate what Def Jam did for me and, you know, the exposure I got, but it all seemed to be based around Love Me or Hate Me. It just drove me crazy, just going around in this big circle, repeating myself, doing all these interviews, again, repeating myself, promoting the same thing.
Do you think you were sort of like just overwhelmed by being so young? I mean, you were 19 when Jay-Z, the biggest rap star in the world, summons you to meet with him. I mean,
it did scare me a bit. Like, I actually didn't want to go. I know it sounds silly and it sounds like, you know, it would have been a wasted opportunity, but I was so scared because, you know, being around these giant hip-hop artists and then in the back of my head knowing that I'm not a hip-hop artist kind of freaked me out a bit. It's like, okay, I don't want people to get the wrong impression of me, you know? But I went, you know, drank some vodka, I went there. You know, I was as timid as a mouse, to be honest. I wonder why they did sign me.
So this new album, Jigsaw, it seems like you're sort of telling us about some of the things you went through in the past few years after, you know, the breakup with Def Jam and other experiences you had. And there's one song in particular, So Human, where you sample The Cure's song, Close to Me. I'm a star, I'm an individual, an educated example of intelligence, I'm considerably cool. Had bad days, offended people, been booed off stage, bitten down a steeple. Anyways, things change always at the hotel, always I'll be gone again in 4 days. I mean, do you find that you sort of have to explain yourself over and over and in different ways? Because, I mean, you know, a lot of people, of course, here in the U.S. compare your sound to Eminem, in part because of your style and lyrics and in part because you're white. So do you ever sort of get flack from other artists or critics who say, you know, you're not the real deal because you're white, you're small, you're a woman, you know, and a little eccentric?
But what is the real deal supposed to be in people's eyes? You know, it's like, I do what I do. No one else does it like me. I don't try and duplicate anyone. So when people come and say things like, oh, you're like Eminem, it's like, what? I mean, our styles are just completely different. I don't rap about, you know, chopping people up and putting them in boots of cars and stuff. I like to dabble around in different genres of music, and I don't like to be labeled.
There's a track on the new album, Jigsaw, that I think really captures this record so well. The track is I Got You Dancing, which is so full of energy. Bing, 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 bing I love this lyric. I got you dancing, got you doing it, do it raw, do it in time to my metaphor.
Well, I don't dance, yeah. I don't dance in public. And, you know, I like to see people enjoying themselves and having a good time, smiling, dancing, whatever. You know, the song's just about me getting people dancing, really, and I'm able to do that, and it's a good thing. Yeah, I got you dancing, what you're doing, doing it. Yeah, I got you dancing, what you're doing, doing it. I never quite heard of a girl who could do it like this. But me, on the other hand, you ain't going to see me dance in public. It's, you know, I think I can dance, but I don't know. I don't want to embarrass myself, so I just leave it to everyone else.
London rapper Lady Sovereign's album Jigsaw is now out on her own label, Midget Records. She's on tour in the US, and we caught up with her during a stop in New York. Lady Sovereign, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Jump in, jump in, jump into the ring and do your ting while Lady Sovereign bring a tingling, 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 tingling.
I bet you do, I bet you do, I bet you do, you